Fucking hell. Oh my goodness, guys. Oh, shit. I'm still actually shaking a bit. Okay. Right, everybody in the GWI community. My account has been found out by someone in my real life. So yeah, one of my friend's mums, his mother, found out. She heard my voice and she figured out it was me. Yeah, fuck. So, right, what happened was I was round at his house and he had to go out and grab some milk and stuff for his mum was doing some cooking, and while he went out to grab it, his mum, you know, kind of just came and approached me, and fuck, she was hot. You know, one of those women who just is so sexually confident and just knows exactly what she wants. This was her. Oh my goodness. And she, you know, we were just sitting watching a movie, me and my friend, and I, you know, we paused the movie whenever he went out, and I was just kind of sitting on my phone, going through the subreddit, you know, trying to see if there was anything I could comment on, and she came in and she sat down beside me. And she said, she just turned to me and she said, "So then, trying you out." And my entire fucking body just froze. It was, my heart was in my mouth. I mean, I swear. And I felt like I was breaking out in this cold sweat, and it was just fucking terrifying, the fact that somebody had found out my account. And I looked over at her, and all she did was she smiled at me. I still can't believe it. But then, she leaned over and she kissed me. And normally, I mean, normally I'm meant to girls my age, but this was a middle-aged woman who, I mean, she goes to the gym and she works out, and you know, she's always very active and stuff, and I guess I've never really thought about her like that. I mean, I've noticed that she's kind of hot for, you know, one of my friend's mums and stuff, but never thought that. Fuck. I mean, just everything in that kiss, she just fucking poured all this pent up passion and emotion and the frustration of just being a mother who has to stay at home, and oh, fucking hell. I swear, it was an incredible kiss. It was absolutely friggin' amazing. Even thinking about it now is just and she pushed me back and she laid me into the sofa and she let her body weight down on me, and I was, fuck, I was so horny. Like, she got me going just so quickly. And she grabbed my hands and she put them on her ass and she made me just pull her hips into mine and grind her body against mine, and it was, fuck, I mean, like, every guy dreams about this, every guy has this fantasy about, you know, this their friend's hot mum, and I just kind of lived it. And she just wouldn't stop kissing me, and her tongue was, it was in my mouth, and she fucking bit my lip. I mean, this woman was just insatiable. I mean, like, gone was this woman who, you know, I had grown up around, and, you know, she'd, you know, cooked me dinner as I came round, and I stayed over at my friend's house, and, you know, it was then just this incredibly sexual, sensual, just passionate woman, and I wanted to fuck her so bad. But, you know, my friend wasn't going to be gone for long, and we just didn't have enough time. So, I mean, she snuck her hand down the front of my trousers and into my boxers just so she could get a feel of me, and she just gave me this look like she was just gonna fucking eat me alive. And then she kind of pushed herself up and got off me, and I'll never forget what she did next. She reached down the front of her jeans and she must have just fucking slid a finger inside herself, because she just let out this little moan, and then she brought her hand out and she brought her hand closer to my face, and she made me smell what was on her fingers, and then she just fucking pushed them in my mouth. I mean, this woman was, I mean, I feel guilty because he's my friend and all, but I mean his mom's just so fucking hot. She just put her fingers in my mouth and I tasted her, and I tasted what was on her fingers. Oh, fuck. And then she just walked away, you know, as my friend was pulling his car into the driveway, she just walked away. And here I am, sitting with this just fucking raging boner, and my friend just walks in and she walks away like nothing's ever happened. It's just, I mean, like, this sort of thing doesn't happen. Like, this is the sort of thing, like, you'd see in a porn movie or something, and this sort of shit doesn't happen to me in real life. So, I don't know, I mean, I don't know if it's ever going to happen again. I mean, it's just the most incredible, incredible fantasy. If it was to come true again, or was to happen again, but so, yeah. So, Mrs. Winters, if you're listening, let's do it again sometime.